There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Jumbo or the Mambo Bombo, John Cremins, who is in San Diego. At what show? You're there doing, you're out there spying, I know that. What are you spying on, or who are you spying on? Huh, good connection. Molly.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hi there.
So,
I think this is all due to the meteor shower yesterday.
You think that's what it is? Shower.
Yeah, I think so.
That could be.
He says he's trying to get it work.
Really?
So he'll be with us in a minute.
All right. Well, that's the wonders of technology. They get in the way sometimes of our ability to be professional boobcasters. Yes, right. Later on in this hour, we're going to meet inventress. Is that the female? What's the feminine of inventor?
I like the inventor, whether male or female.
Really?
Like, I like actor, whether it's male or female.
Yeah.
Because police officer.
But that's the... But police officers, that works.
No, just police officers.
Actress works. Inventress works.
What do you have to be addressed?
We're referring to ourselves as mankind.
Well, that's because man invented that word.
Well, but so there we go. You're just making your own argument, or my argument. Actor is a male noun. Inventor is a male noun. I don't know if there's a word. I know there's a word called that is legit called actress. Is there a word called inventress?
Yeah, but there are actresses who prefer to be called actor. You're an actor.
How do you know?
You've
done a survey of actors and actresses?
I have heard actresses talk about this.
Really?
In interviews. Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
To name one.
Oh, gosh. I just watched this entire documentary of five actresses who are character actors in Hollywood. I can't think of the name of the documentary. But you'd know them if I knew their names.
Oh, of course.
But they did talk a little bit about staying in the business and how male-dominated it is.
Right.
The sexism that they deal with, overcome to some extent, and especially as they age. And they brought it up, and I've heard it quite often.
I'm trying to eliminate sexism from the inventing world and talking about it. That's why you're here with John and Richie and me and Acros when he's there. All right, so we got your... Did you forget to plug in your unit? What's going on?
No.
Please don't answer that.
I don't really want to hear about your unit.
No, that's not even right.
No, it isn't. That's terrible, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
So
both of them. All right, so you're okay? Everything's fine? Everybody's beautiful?
Well, I hope so. Let me know if it's bad.
No, you sound fine, actually. You do. You sound fine. So, you're in San Diego, and what I said a few minutes ago is I introduced you as the important cog in the wheel here. The doctor of Shopology, John, is there with Acros Jankura to overview what to big convention. You're looking for inventors. That's what we're here for, is to push people down that line. So, who's there?
Yeah, we're here at the it's called the Response Expo, and basically what the Response Expo is a group of people that have everything to do with direct response, infomercials. I don't know why I'm dinging.
No, you sound fine. You really do. You sound fine.
All right.
Don't worry.
So basically, what it is is there are infomercial people here, the people that support all of that, the background people, from fulfillment to shipping to credit card processing.
Yeah.
It's basically a group of people that are the engine that makes what you see on television, whether it be the home shopping networks or even infomercials or a short form or anything you see that has anything to do that touches a person in their home, on TV, on radio, and they're all here.
This is a huge business. If those of you who are listening think you just casually, maybe once in a while, buy something on QVC or HSN, or you watch an infomercial for some kind of soap and you decide you're going to buy it, or whatever it is, being creams, you name it, it's sold. This is a huge, huge, multi-billion dollar a year business that people just kind of forget about. They know about regular retail, you go to the mall, or they know about buying things on Amazon, but you have no idea, especially if you're a casual user of this. There are 2 million, 3 million people at any time of the day or night watching one of these channels. There are how many people watching in the middle of the night or on weekends these infomercials to get you to buy stuff? It is a huge, huge business called the direct response, DR, we refer to it. Yeah. So anything new there? You find anything new product-wise?
Oh, man. We found a couple of inventions that we think are absolute home runs. We'll be hitting it out of the park, and we've already tried to sign them up and get them involved with the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of new inventions you're going to start hearing about from the next, probably next month, month and a half, as we're scheduling them to be here with all of us on the show. There's a lot of, unique inventions. Not all of them are going to make it. I mean, I can see it just by looking at it, which, I want to give them the fair credit, though.
But that's the way it should be, though, John. Not everything's going to make it. You don't want everything to make. You don't want everybody to make it. It's the good ones. The cream rises to the crop, to the top. In this circumstance, it's nice to see that people are really out there, whether it's because they want to or they feel they need to. People's lives are changing. They need a way to survive. Sometimes this stuff comes out of survival. The need, I can't find a job, so I better figure out what I can do on my own. And there are many clever people out there, and that's who we look for, both in the stable of My Cool Inventions and Dream Big America. So it's nice. It's refreshing. You want to give us an idea of some of the things that you've seen, just a little tweak?
Some of I can't say yet because they're not really sure that they have IP protection.
Even I
had to tell a couple of the inventors that were there, and I was kind of shocked that they didn't have any kind of protection on their invention.
Really?
What bothered me was that they actually were put in a show that and being surrounded by sharks.
Yeah.
The guys and gals that will knock them off faster than they can possibly ever imagine.
Yeah.
So there were a couple of really cool things, but I'm thinking, I can't even talk about it.
Yeah, okay. All right. I don't want to put people in a difficult position. I just think that it's exciting to note that there are people there and that the world is growing, and that's what we look for in America is opportunity.
I did find a tool. There was a tool that I think, because I know how you like tools.
Yes.
So this guy took a, it's like a, you've had the regular, they're like a plier that opens up and you can adjust them and they can tighten down. Okay. So he created this. It looks just like one of those, except on the end where you have that little knob that you can adjust how big it opens up or closes down.
Yeah.
He's put a magnetic attachment on it where it can actually hook up a ratchet set.
Yeah.
Screwdriver.
Really? But we had somebody on a month or so ago who had taken a pair of pliers, the needle nose pliers, and made them sort of like an adjustable wrench. That was something new, right?
So this guy really took the plier that you probably have, and I know I had at least three of them in my toolbox.
Yeah.
And he made it so that you never have to get out your ratchet set or your screwdriver set, or you're working on your car. It even has an elbow so you can actually work and get off and get the spark plugs out.
Oh, cool.
It's relatively unique.
By the way,
it's going to go.
Those are mean and nasty. In the new cars, getting spark plugs out of the engines, you have to take the car half apart to get at those things, unless you have the right tools. It is awful.
Plugs.
Woof. What'd you say, Richie?
What spark plugs?
The spark plugs in the new engines they don't have
fuel injection.
But spark plugs are in engines. What are you talking about? What do you mean, what spark plugs? Why'd you say that?
Do you really pull the spark plugs out of any new car? I mean, they go for 100,000 miles.
I don't know that you do unless they break or some. Yeah, I mean, it's not like the old days when you change spark plugs every 10,000 miles, right. That's for sure. Right. But even if you had to, the only reason I know is because we had to take an engine out of a truck in order to get at a broken spark plug. We had to take the engine out of the truck.
Yeah, so, that makes no sense at all, right?
No, but it is the way they engineer them because, as Richie said, they are now not supposed to need spark plugs with the fuel injection systems ever in the life of the car. Certainly not 100, 200,000 miles. And that is another thing that people have been working on to get cars to last longer. There's an interesting conundrum. There's a fight. There's a push-pull. People who are building cars want to tell you that they'll last longer, but they really don't want them to last longer because then you won't buy as many cars. Right?
That's true.
So there's this fight back and forth. What do we do? And how long do you keep a car? How long do you keep a car, John?
It depends. I never buy a new car. Nope. I've only bought one new car in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I always wait for the depreciation to happen. Once that guy drives it off the lot and drives it around for a year, then I'll buy it.
Richie buys new cars all the time. I've actually bought a couple of new cars new.
I buy used cars.
Right. New cars to you. Molly, when's the last time you bought a new car?
Oh, 2005. Yeah, when I need duct tape to keep it together, it might be time to upgrade.
Really, you're one of
those? Yes.
All right. So I just get bored driving the same thing, I think, all the time for that long. So anyway, we'll get yesterday's results, talk about today's contestant on My Cool Inventions in a few moments here.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
This is Larry King from The Throne. I have on the line with me Judy Edwards, who invented the miraculous small toilet stool, Squatty Potty. Judy, first I have to say I love my Squatty Potty. Tell us the circumstances behind Squatty Potty's creation.
Well, Larry, for years I've suffered from constipation and hemorrhoids. We discovered that straining is a big part of so many colon and rectal issues. Proper toilet posture can greatly improve these conditions, so that's when we came up with the idea of the Squatty Potty.
I have to admit, when I first heard the name, I chuckled, but it's no laughing matter. Aren't some of these ailments a direct consequence of sitting on the modern Western toilets?
Yes, they are, because our bodies are designed to squat. The Squatty Potty aligns your body in the correct natural posture, and the Squatty Potty is safe and recommended by many doctors.
Give your mom something she can really use for Mother's Day. Give her a Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty is now available nationwide at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Or for the best deal, go to SquattyPotty.com and use the code SPRING, and for a limited time, receive 15% off your entire order. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
Take it from the king. See why people love their Squatty Potty and experience relief. Go to SquattyPotty.com.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with a Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, My Cool Inventions Radio. John Cremins is in San Diego. Molly Page is here with me in the studio. John and I are doing a little exploratory conversational stuff about what there are in terms of finds, new people with new ideas. Yesterday we had Julianne Jaffe. The poppy petals were not what I thought they were going to be. It was actually quite good. How did she do in terms of thumbs up, thumbs down, John?
She had a great vote yesterday. Pardon me. She had a great vote yesterday. She did actually 97%.
97%. So she's the lead so far this week. Keith Barkley with the soap seed had 91% on Monday. Andrew Yaros with his hygiene system had 93% on Tuesday. So yesterday, Julianne had 97%. Good luck to her and all of them. But she's on top so far. We'll see if Karina Rabin, who has something called the Hang-O-Matic. Now, that sometimes the way you describe these things leave a lot to my imagination.
Yeah.
All right. So what is this lady going to tell us? What's this Hang-O-Matic about?
Well, wait a minute. So wait a minute. I've increased the font size to the size that I don't even. I'm sure Molly and I can get back from the
I
papers.
Can, I mean, it's better this week. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
So now you want me to put a description in?
No, oh, I just want to kind of. I want to sound intelligent for a change when I'm talking about some of these people. How's that?
All right. Yeah. Well, this is something about. I guess it's a way to either hang pictures or shelves.
Oh, really?
Make them to be on a wall. I guess so they're not crooked.
All right. So, Molly, when you move, do you take hanging pictures and mirrors seriously in terms of whether you live in a home or apartment or wherever it is?
Terrible at that because I always hang them crooked, inevitably. So I just, you know, I put in a tiny nail or a tack and I put it up and I run away. Don't look at it again.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not very good at the whole, you know, hanging up pictures and mirrors and things like that because I can never get them up straight.
Huh. All right, well, so you'll be helped a lot, I'm thinking, by the lady who's going to join us today. So let me go back to what you're finding in San Diego for a second, John.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the kinds of things, the big money is in technology, consumer electronics, that sort of stuff. And we have people, I haven't seen any, I don't think we had, nobody of... of our group ever worked on smartwatches, right? We haven't had anybody doing smartwatches. Have we had any, though, real technological wowzers that you can remember? Because I want to encourage people to do all kinds of things. And some of the things that we have are more simplistic household things that are cool and good and necessary and important. But then there is a desire on some people's, if they're going to put the effort into it, what can they really make a killing on? And most everybody would tell you that it has to do with electronics, right? That's where the real money is.
Yeah, it ends up being at least high tech. But a lot of the inventions that we come across, especially at these conventions, they're more household helpers, home solution type stuff.
Yeah.
I don't see the, unless we get submission from somebody that's listened to us on the radio or on television, maybe perhaps, know that the show's here, they actually, it's more home solutions than anything. I know we've talked about this before, but and now with Molly here, it's still good to know. And as we walked through the show yesterday, and as we're broadcasting from our booth, I'm looking at least 70% of the inventors that were on the floor this year at the Response Expo were women.
Really?
It's getting more dramatic. I mean, I've seen an increase, and it's not just a little increase. It's a wave, and it's coming. And I saw it on the floor yesterday.
You see the quality and the types of inventions different as well, John?
I'm finding that, especially with what I saw yesterday, a lot of the women that were there, a lot of them were home solutions. They either, you're working outside the home, they come back home, they need to simplify their life, they need to make it so that it's easier to be able to run all the tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming up with some great solutions.
All right, so that's good. We'll look forward to having them here. My Cool Inventions Radio at 28 past the hour.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall call between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My Cool Inventions theme, the presence of John Cremins with Doug Steffen, and the focus on entrepreneurialism, on business, on the good things that are so much a part of our country. As many people get cynical and think we've lost the American edge, John, the American dream, ingenuity, that sounds like ingenues, ingenuity. The thing that that comes to my mind is when, especially when you're in a place like this in San Diego, where there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are trying to get your attention. I mean, your attention literally. There are people who have a really good idea, and they sometimes don't know how to get to market with it. They don't know how to make it. There are all kinds of things. But have the idea, take the idea, and run with it. There are all kinds of ways that you can, I think part of the invention process, frankly, is what you're doing with your brain. And an idea that develops. I was in a group of people last night, John.
Okay.
And it was sort of a motivational session. And we were talking about how the light bulb was developed. Now, it came first from a dream that Edison had. He dreamt that he could develop a light bulb. Alexander Graham Bell dreamed that he could somehow take Marconi's discovery, if that's what it was. He didn't invent electricity, he discovered it, and put it together with the... electricity, but the ability to connect... sound and waves. You know what I'm saying? The yeah. Idea of the radio, and how do we do that so that everybody can have a radio in his or her ear connecting to somebody else. That was a dream that he had.
Yeah, you look at all the greatest inventions or the inventions that have touched most of our lives. Mm-hmm. They come from people that, you know, have got an idea. They think about it. It just percolates in their head. And then some of them are the most unusual and the very distinct people that come up with them, right? Granted, there are a lot of everyday inventors and a lot of everyday Americans that are coming up with great ideas.
Yeah.
But some of these ones that touch everybody's life.
Yeah.
I mean, think about what the guys that, you know, as they worked on all of the starting of Apple.
Yeah.
They created the tablet.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
Or even the smartphone.
Yeah.
I mean, now everybody in the world has one.
Yeah.
Even you have one.
I do. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. But that was, by the way, that was another invention that was dreamt. Steve Jobs dreamt about that. So for those of you who need motivation or support, if that's what it is, you're always going to have a chance if you take your dreams, your thoughts, and bring them out to fruition. You just have to have a little bit of courage and maybe somebody behind you. Something that's helpful, somebody that really gets that what you're thinking actually makes sense. And remember, thoughts are things. There are all kinds of books now around great motivational books and maybe the next great inventor is reading one of these books right now. And don't worry about what you haven't been able to do. That's yesterday's news. Forget about it. It's today, in the now. And I was part of my seminar experience last night. I was talking about the future because I say that thoughts are things, and you can project those thoughts into the future and imagine using your consciousness and your subconsciousness to create those things. You can't. I'm not going to tell you that every single thing, every thought you put in your head is going to be what happens tomorrow, the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year. But as you don't know, that we were talking about our future as roadmaps and what it is that my map of the future may be not the same as your map of the future, John Cremins. It may not be the same as the roadmap that Karina Rabin has put together for herself. But you have one, you know, and then at some point, they sort of all these ideas come together. And that's why, you know, it's not a mistake that Karina has found you and that I found you. And we're all together here to help this lady explain what it is that she's got. And we'll see what we can do to help her out a little bit. So, John, why don't you bring us into the focus here with Karina Rabin?
All right. I just got a message that it's not going to be Karina. It's going to be her husband, Jared.
Oh.
Is that right?
All right. I don't know. Jared, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. So we have Jared. It's Jared Rabin, right?
Yes, sir. That's it.
All right. So go ahead, John.
All right, Jared. Welcome to My Cool Inventions. We're glad to have you with us today. To our little cadre of people that love to see innovators and inventors make their way into the world. Tell us a little bit about the Hang-O-Matic and what it actually does.
Well, what the Hang-O-Matic does is it makes picture hanging and anything that goes in a wall hanging easy. Everyone's issue is when there's two holes you need to get on the wall. First hole is easy to make. The second hole is impossible to get it perfect the first time. And a lot of times what we have is those little plastic anchors that come with shelves and mirrors, and they have to be perfect. So what Hang-O-Matic basically does is it measures the back of the item you want to hang. You bring it to the wall and you press. And what it does is it leaves two perfectly spaced dimple marks. So when you do put your anchor in or your screw, your nail, it's perfect the first time.
So, Jared, how long have you had this? I guess when you came up with the idea to do this, what was your inspiration?
In college, I moved around a lot, like a lot of college kids do in our dorms. And I would literally, I feel like I would destroy the walls. I would go into this beautifully painted dorm room, and by the time I'd leave it, there would be holes. You know, like a trail almost that I left behind. So it was a way to stop doing that and make my room look nice.
So Doug, have you ever, you've hung pictures, right?
Yeah, Molly and I were talking about this earlier. As you move from place to place, and you, I'm sure, have done that. I have not moved a lot in my life, although in the last year or so, I had somebody move in and we changed a lot of what was on the walls in the house. And I can remember on a Saturday night standing on a chest trying to hang a mirror up and get it straight, and how frustrating you had to stand back and look at it. So I'm guessing that, Jared, this helps eliminate that problem, yes?
Exactly. It looks kind of like a modified tape measure with a level. So there's a level built into a tape measure with two sliding points, and it takes kind of like all those different steps that we currently do with, you know, with the tape measure and the pencil, measuring from the floor, measuring from the ceiling. It takes that all out of play and gives you one simple tool to just kind of an all-in-one to get it done for you.
All right, so John, you have this problem in your home. You have a, you've lived where you are for a while, but is your, do you like to go buy things and hang them on the wall, or does your wife like to go buy things and hang them on the wall?
When we built our house, I literally went out and bought as much artwork and big, huge pieces of art that I still have today. Hmm. And oh my God, you can't be on a ladder. With a picture that's 6 foot wide.
Yeah, no, everybody can identify with this.
It's 8 foot high. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah,
it's something. It sounds like what we have here.
Yeah. All right. So do we want to give Jared his 60 seconds for the pitch?
Let's do the pitch, and then we'll I've got some other questions because I want to find out a little bit more about this and availability of it. So let's go ahead. What we'll do, and as you're listening to us today, remember, whether you're driving, I want you to pull over. I don't want you to text in your smartphone while you're driving, but you can text to the number 22333. You can text thumbs up or thumbs down if you like Jared's pitch. Or you can just go to our website, whether you're there at home or maybe you're in your office. You can go to mycoolinventions.com. You can hit the vote tab, and you'll see the invention. You'll be able to vote for it there, and we'll see how Jared does. So, Jared, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this.
Any idea?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Have you ever tried to hang a picture yourself on your wall? Making the first hole is easy. It's that second hole which is impossible to get perfect the first time. I want to introduce to you Hang-O-Matic, the perfect solution for hanging things on the wall quickly, easily, and with very little effort. Three steps. You measure. Measure the back of the picture. Number two, you bring the level up to the wall. When exactly where the bubble is in the center, you press. And what you do is you end up with two perfectly placed dimple marks that are vertically and horizontally perfect. That way we don't ruin our beautiful walls. There's no retouching, no repainting. Nice thing about Hang-O-Matic is it's lightweight. When you're not using it anymore, it folds down to 8 inches. So it goes into a kitchen drawer or a toolbox, easy to use. And you can do everything from a flat screen television to a shelf to a mirror to a towel bar. And those are always impossible to do. Hang-O-Matic is only $19.99. It'll do something down to 6 inches, all the way down to something massive like a big screen TV, up to 6 feet across.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right. So he's got a few things that he wants to add to this. I'm watching the video now. This guy has been around, John. This product, he's got a lot of exposure. And it seems like it's like one of those no-brainer things. Anyway, go ahead back with Jared. What else do you want to get out of Jared?
Yeah, because Jared, I've got a feeling that you didn't get through with all your pitch. You told us what the price is, but I have no idea where to get it.
I would start probably at hangomatic.com, which is our website, and from there they can see which retailers have it. My wife and I just bought this, actually, like the full production about 3 months ago, so we just started shipping to retailers, and of course we're selling a lot of them online as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know Doug likes to go into the how you made it and did it and figured it out. I mean, and same with me. I mean, I like to hear the back information. So when you had this in your mind and you thought about it. When you finally put it to paper, I mean, did you try different styles or different looks or how many times did you have to revise your original idea before you got to where you are now?
I have the version that sells now is my 12th prototype.
Wow.
And the first six or seven were literally handmade in my parents' garage during you know, in between school. But it was definitely a long process.
So of all of those prototypes, how are you fashioning that? How are you doing that? You have a little machine shop there in your garage, or we're just using all kinds of materials to make it?
You wouldn't believe it. All kinds. The first prototype I ever made literally looked like some kind of medieval weapon with big spikes, which were going to mark the wall. And it went from like this big contraption that wouldn't fit in the back of your trunk to, you know, something made out of plastic. And now I'm a kind of a combination of plastic and metal. But it was in my dad's garage with the limited tools he had, glue, a grinder, and snips mostly.
Wow. I mean, that actually, I'll tell you, as you're listening to what Jared's done, we've had inventors on here that have actually, you know, gone to the local university or local machine shop and have them try to prototype and create or grind and take any material they possibly can to make it. So now that you're in your 12th prototype and you finally had it manufactured, was that process difficult? Did you have a hard time here in the U.S. or wherever you ended up manufacturing it to get it right?
I originally tried to make it in China, and after years of getting prototypes back, because of the communication issue, it was never perfect, and it was hard for them to understand that this is a measuring tool. It can't be close. It's got to be perfect. So I ended up bringing production here to Southern California, where I am, and I mean, the first one off the line was beyond beautiful, so now I'm making them all here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And wow, okay. You're selling for $19.95?
$19.99.
What's your cost?
The retailers pay around $9-$10 for them. Cost of manufacture is around $4.50.
What are you paying for them?
$4.
About $4, depending on how I have a package. Because I made like a retail package for the retail stores, and then I made like a poly bag, like a kind of like a shipping type package for online retailers.
All right, well, so
that fits right into the model that both Acos and we preach.
Right.
One to four. Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So he's
exactly.
Quarter of his percent have to be just building the thing.
Finding these things, part of what you're doing, which is smart, is getting as much exposure as you can. It's very simple. How many have you sold so far?
About 30,000 in 3 months.
Good for you. All right, this guy's all set. Yeah, this is going to work for him. All right, so you're going to vote now for the Hang-O-Matic. You can text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333 or dial 888-877-0490 or vote at mycoolinventions.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women packed New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th to run the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event. In celebration of Earth Day, More Fitness and Shape magazines kicked off the race by raising awareness for the importance of sustainability and recognizing women making a difference in this field. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today hosted and ran the race, and Olympian Dina Castor competed for the third consecutive year. Elizabeth Goodman, artist editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
It was a joy to share in the accomplishments of the thousands of women from all over the world who came to Central Park for one common cause, to take charge of their fitness goals and become a better version of themselves.
For more information, please visit morefitnesshalf.com. That's morefitnesshalf.com.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
More debate and more protest in the aftermath of the death of a Baltimore man. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Demonstrations on the streets of Baltimore are expected again today, with protesters demanding justice in the police custody death of Freddie Gray. The 25-year-old Gray was arrested on April 12th, suffering a spinal cord injury at some point while in custody. He died a week after his arrest. Last night, more than 100 people gathered at the Ames Memorial United Methodist Church in West Baltimore, holding a prayer vigil there and then walking through the neighborhood. Melissa Ely was there, a friend of Freddie Gray. She acknowledged Gray had a criminal history. She added this.
It's not right to sell drugs. It's not right to do any of that. It's not right to break the law. But I look at it like this. You were not given the right to give him life. We gave you the right to take it away. Whether you have a badge or not, it's not your place.
Several investigations are underway to determine exactly what led to Gray's death. Six police officers have been suspended. Baltimore's Fraternal Order of Police President, Gene Ryan, is among those who believe the officers did nothing wrong, as the union is standing behind the suspended officers.
When you're trying to put somebody in jail, and there's no criminal charges, the investigation's not complete, it's completely unfair. They're judging him. He's being tried, convicted, and sentenced in the media.
Police union lawyer Michael Davies says five of the six officers gave voluntary statements the night Gray was arrested, and he denies accusations by the mayor's office and others that the suspended officers are not cooperating. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Geico is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts to my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
On Wall Street, the markets finished in positive territory yesterday. The Dow with an 88-point gain to 18,038. NASDAQ rose 21 points. S&P tacked on 11. Rough weather for several parts of the country today. Nasty weather blowing into Oklahoma, Texas, the Gulf Coast, and central New York. Cold, windy weather with temperatures falling below freezing will hit the Syracuse area today. People on the southern plains in for a different flavor of bad weather. The National Weather Service forecasting a chance of severe thunderstorms, large hail, and isolated tornadoes for central and western Oklahoma. Forecasters also calling for a chance of severe weather from East Texas to the central Gulf Coast. Closing notes? First, a warning for you. Do not be alarmed when you hear this. That police siren is something I am providing here, but if you're behind the wheel right now, no doubt you suddenly looked in the rear view to see if you were being pulled over. For all of us who have been stopped for running a red light or speeding or some other infraction, it seems like the time spent getting that ticket goes on forever. But the U.S. Supreme Court ruled earlier this week that police officers cannot detain drivers for any longer than necessary to write tickets or conduct background checks. The justices said unless there's reasonable suspicion, longer delays violate Fourth Amendment rights. But what constitutes a longer delay wasn't specified in terms of actual time. And finally, as we look back to the 45th anniversary of Earth Day yesterday, a clean water activist named Christopher Swain decided to take a dip to increase awareness. Swain swam in the infamously polluted Gowanus Canal in Brooklyn, New York City. Swain wore a dry suit to make sure his body was protected. He was supposed to swim about 2 miles to protest the slow progress of the federal cleanup of the canal, but not quite a mile into the swim, he had to cut his dirty dip short because of approaching thunderstorms.
It's okay. You know what? Things don't always work out. In a way, this is a nice metaphor. It's going to take more than one day to clean up the entire Gowanus Canal.
Swain spent about 20 minutes in the water, which the EPA says is contaminated with such pollutants as PCBs. Yeesh. Just talking about this makes me want to take a shower. I hope I can get all that Gowanus stuff off of me. Pass this off, will you? I'm David Wise. That's the news that matters.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall call between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.